Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deliverance Live Blog Talk Radio with your host here, yours truly, Apostle Gregory Martin. Your co-host is Elder Anthony Mason, Minister Nikki Cuthbert. For our panelists on this evening, we have again Elder Anthony Mason, Prophetess Delphi Davis, Minister Daniel Martin, Minister April Reeves, Minister Yvette Watson, Elder Craig Blake, also, Minister Tasha Taylor. And for calling in for prayer and for questions, you can call in 215-383-5866. That's 215-383-5866. Our subject tonight is the power of God. We're talking about the power of God. I believe that if there was a time in my life when I desperately came to the place where I needed more than just going to church. I needed more than just doing the same things over and over again. What I needed was the power of God. And I literally went after the power of God. I went after the power of God to be manifested in my life. And I can thank God because thereafter I saw miracles, signs, and wonders take place with me and with the ministers that were traveling with me in the evangelistic ministry. I tell you, God is some kind of God. And the Bible says, "You'll find me if you seek for me with all your heart," God says. And I know this, that God really wants people to experience his power. Ever since God began to deal with humanity, he's expressed himself by a demonstration of his power. People have always wanted to know about God and about his power, and then they wanted to know exactly, was God really real? Well, God expresses the realness of himself through his power. And if we really want to look in the Bible, we've got 65 books where God's power somewhere along the line was used, with the exception of the book of Ruth. That book of Ruth makes up the 66 books of the Bible. And the Bible lets us know, if you will, that there are miracles of power, and then powers of healing, and then powers of provisions, and powers of deliverances. And then we find powers of God's presence. These things we have found, or that I did find, in the Bible, because I went after the God of the Bible. And I found out that's why the devil don't want people to read their Bible, because he don't want people to experience the knowledge and the glory of the power of the living God. And a lot of people, they just kind of take things easy. In other words, they're just taking things kind of nonchalant. In other words, instead of doing something out of the ordinary, or those things that are extraordinary, well, then they turn around and get comfortable in their salvation. I hope that something that will be said tonight will stir you up to go after the power of God. For if we dare to believe God for the extraordinary and the supernatural, God will manifest himself and show us his power. For if we could just understand the great love that the Lord Jesus has in demonstrating his power toward his people and toward their whole life existence of of a reality, I'll tell you, it would change our minds forever. It would literally blow the top of our teepee, as my mother would say. For the power of God brings us into such closeness with God that turns around that closeness is such of a nature that it passes all understanding. And then it raises our faith to new levels. Just being in the power of God, seeing the power of God work in our life, it raises our faith into new level, which only those that have achieved or been elevated to such levels can literally testify of what I'm talking about. It's not only that, it settles some of those age-old questions that I wonder if God is with me. I wonder if I'm in his will. The power of God will settle the question. I wonder if God hears me. I wonder if God is going to answer my prayer. Or I wonder if he's really going to do what I'm believing him to do. And it's only the power of God, which is the Spirit of God, spoken by the mouth of God, that is recorded in the Word of God, that gives us eternal yes to all of these questions. For all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen. Therefore, let's go after the power of God. Let's start believing God. And if you need God to shake you, I'm asking God to shake you before this broadcast is done. If you're needing God to do something new in your life, I'm asking God to do something new in your life. If you're reaching out for God and the power of God for someone else, I'm asking that God will grant you the power to tap into his presence, into his Spirit, for those that you know that have need of a demonstration of his power. For I'm a firm believer of this, that the power of God is that which we need in this day and in this time. For we are in the last days. We are in the last times. And I want to ask our panel, I told you our panel is here, to also help share with me in our broadcast to our Blog Talk listeners things that are in the scriptures concerning the power of God, things that the Lord has put on their heart, things that the Lord has revealed to them, scriptures that they've gone to see and to search out and the things in reference to the power of God in order to help our listening audience. And right now, by having that being said, well, then I want to go to Elder Anthony Mason. Elder Anthony Mason, will you share with us with those things that may denote the power of God on tonight? Elder Mason.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle. When you told me that the topic tonight was the power of God, the first thing that I thought about in the Bible that exemplified the power of God, not just the power coming directly from God, but the power of God through his people and through his servants was, I thought about Joshua. And when they were in fighting in a battle, about the Joshua, the 10th chapter, somewhere about that 11th through the 13th verse, they were in a battle and they were fighting a battle. And God had promised them that they were going to win this battle. He promised them that their enemies would be defeated and that they would be victorious in this battle. And during this battle, the hour of the day started to get late, and the enemies had begun to be defeated, and they were running from the children of Israel. And God caused God caused rocks to fall down upon the enemy, great stones from heaven to fall upon the enemy. But there was some enemy that was left, and the battle was getting to take a little too long. And so Joshua knew that they were going to defeat the enemy, but he knew that the sun was getting ready to set. So instead of trying to hurry up and defeat the enemy, he decided he was going to command the sun and the moon to stand still. About that 12 verses said, "Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered upon the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said unto the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon. Commanded the moon and the sun to stand still." And that is the example, a great example of the power of God. And it's also a great example that he didn't even have to ask God for permission to command the sun and the moon to stand still. He just spoke up and commanded the moon and the sun to stand still. And it shows that the moon and the sun recognized the God that was in his voice, because the moon and the sun have to obey the voice of God. So when they heard the anointing and the power of God coming through the voice of Joshua, they had no choice but to obey and obey the voice of God, even being spoken through the man of God. And that is a great example of the power of God being exemplified even in the scriptures that we read.
I find out then, based upon what you just told me, that God honors what we say. God actually moves and honors those things that we speak, and we speak within those things that we speak in faith. Matter of fact, he's watching over what we say to just show us that he is listening, that he is hearing. As my favorite scripture says in Psalms 94:8, he that formed the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? So he sees, he hears. And when Joshua opened up his mouth, you brought it out very well, he didn't ask God to stop the sun and the moon, but he just opened up his mouth as a child of God, as a minister of God, and just said some things. And God watched over what he was saying, and God honored him what he was saying. And that is power. That is a great demonstration of the power of God. Here is a natural man speaking in the spirit to natural elements, the sun, the moon, and speaking like with the mouth of God. As Matthew 10:20 says, it's not you that speak, but the spirit of your father that speaketh in you. Here Joshua turns around and speaks just like the Lord himself was speaking out of him, because it was the Lord speaking out of him. All right, we're talking about the power of God. It kind of reminds me of one day I was in Vietnam, and while I was on the top of this hill, there's one of the soldiers. It was about 104 in the shade, and this soldier came up the hill, and he looked up. He said, I wish it would rain. And I told him, I said, if you will believe God that before you get to the top of the hill where I'm at, that it's going to rain, God will let it rain on you. And he said, I believe. I said, God's going to let it rain. And all of a sudden, there was a downpour. And it came down upon the man, the one soldier, not on everybody else, not upon us that was on top of the hill, but on that one soldier by himself. And he threw up his hands. He said, there's not a cloud in the sky. There is no kind of wind blowing. And the sun is high. But yet, because I believe God, I got a downpour of rain. Well, if you speak the word of God, God will honor the words that you speak. And then I want to go to Prophetess Delphi Davis. Prophetess Davis, would you talk to us concerning the power of God?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. Praise the Lord. I was just going to talk tonight about 1 Kings in the 18th chapter, because I myself, when I heard the topic, I was like, wow, there's so much to cover when you're talking about the power of God. But the first thing that came to mind was when Elijah told the prophets, and he told Ahab to go and get all the prophets and go tell Israel, because God was going to, he said, go tell Israel and go tell the prophets and Baal, the 450 prophets, and go get the prophets of the grove. It was 400. And then he said, no, go get all those at Jezebel's table and tell them to meet me at Mount Carmel, because God was getting ready to regain the heart of Israel back, because Jezebel had begun to kill off the prophets. So he said, well, you know what? God began to get tired of the people, you know, how Jezebel was causing the people to run scared, or the prophets, because Obadiah had to hide. He hid 100 prophets in the cave. So at this time, Elijah did. He went and talked to Ahab, and he told Ahab, meet me at Mount Carmel. So at that time, Ahab met him at Mount Carmel with all the prophets, and he said, hey, you prepare your sacrifice, and if your God answers, then they serve your God. But if my God answers, then that's the God that we're serving. The people said, we agree. and I'm paraphrasing it. And then so what happened was Ahab and the prophets, they had begun to make their sacrifices before their God, but he didn't answer. Baal didn't answer. So Elijah had got, by this time, noontime, daybreak, Elijah got tired. He said, hey, you know what? Talk a little louder. Maybe he can't hear you. Maybe he went on vacation. So he began to mock him. But God, Elijah said, okay, you know what? Let's do this. You guys come over here and let's trench this fire that I prepared, this sacrifice that I prepared. And he trenched it three times with water, drenched it, so that they'll know that this is God. And what happened? The power of God fell. Elijah said, hey, God, show them that you are God. And sometimes in the midst of what people go through, when the enemy is coming in and trying to make you feel like God, some people just need to see the power of God. They need to be reminded that God is still God in the midst of everything that you're going through, that God is still God. And that's what God did in this particular story. He proved to Israel, Ahab, that God and all those prophets, that God is still God. I don't care how you raise your nasty head up and you try to turn my people against me, I am still God. And that's what God is today. God is still God. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God, the power of God is still being manifested in the midst of us.
The power of God is still real. I've been listening to you how that you were talking about the prophets of Baal, the 850 prophets of Baal was there on Mount Carmel with a man of God who was there, whom they thought he was just by himself. But more than that, what they didn't know, that the God of heaven was there with him. The God of heaven had commanded him to do what he was doing. And one thing about God, with God, one is a majority. And the thing is, and I don't care how many others, as you were bringing out, come against the people of God, the men and women of God. Nevertheless, God stands with his men and women. Now, watch this. Now, they were worshiping Baal. And it seemed like today that wouldn't have no significance. But not too long ago, some of the people in New York were determined to rebuild a temple unto Baal and where they could start Baal worship again. And the saints and the believers in New York, they turned around and prayed against it, and they done away with the whole idea of building this ancient temple to Baal. Well, they did right in not building it, because if it didn't, Baal worship didn't serve them no good. Way back in Elijah day, it wouldn't serve people no good today. So, and I thank God for the power of God. And in this case that I'm talking about was the power of prayer. Well, Elijah, again, he had the power of prayer, which brought on the power of God, and therefore got the victory for God's people, because they all cried out when the fire came down from heaven, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. So I appreciate that, Prophetess Duffy Davis. Amen. And so now I want to go to Prophetess Tasha Taylor. Prophetess Taylor, would you come on and talk to us about the power of God?
Martin, thank you, Lord Apostle Martin. I was thinking, when you were talking about the power of God, I thought about the three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel in the third chapter. And basically, King Nebuchadnezzar had built an idol made, a golden idol, and everybody that was there, at the sound of any kind of music or any kind of instrument, they had to bow down. I don't care who you were, what kind of person you were, what your religion was, you were made to bow down. But there were three Hebrew boys that would not do that. That was Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And the king had found out that they were not doing this. And he told them, he said, well, if you don't do this, he said, what I'm going to have to do is, if you don't bow down to the statue every time you hear this music, then what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to throw you in the fiery furnace. And they said, he basically was mocking God. And he said, the question he asked, which was a good question, is, who is this God that shall deliver you out of my hands? And they said to him at that point, we're not going to answer that right now. But they let him know, In the next verse, they let them know that our God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand. And he got mad. He got angry. It even says that his vestige changed, his countenance changed towards them. And he made them turn the furnace up 7 times hotter than normal. And what they did is he got his most strongest men in the army, and he bound them up, and they had all their clothes on, all their hosiery, everything, bound them up and threw them in. And what I thought about is he wanted to make sure that they would catch on fire. But when they threw them in, it was so hot it even burned those that threw them in. But when they began to look, and he began to look, he said, wait a minute. He asked them, he said, didn't we throw 3 of them in there? And the man said, true, King, we did. He said, but I see 4 men walking loose in the fire, and one looks like the Son of God, or the Son of God. And they simply looked, and he called out to them, and they answered. And so the power of God was able, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, when they brought them out, all the princes and the kings and different people that were there, they were able to see that they weren't burned, their clothes weren't singed, it was no burn, no smoke, no nothing. Nothing had touched them. And just by the king seeing that, it changed his heart towards God. And he said, we're going to worship their God. So what I look at is the power of God. Even today, people are going through, you feel like you're in the fire, but God is there. He will always be with you. Minister Delphi just quoted the scripture, God is the same God then. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I am God and I change not. So when I look at that, I think about how awesome God's power is, because anything that you put in fire, I don't care what it is, it gets consumed. But they were not consumed. Even with all those clothing on, God did not let nothing, even the smell of smoke, be upon them. But that's the power of God.
That is. You're right. That you're right, Prophetess Taylor. That is the power of God. I think about in that how that God had did something with them. He didn't take the flame out of the fire. He didn't take the heat out of the fire. Matter of fact, the king heated it 7 times than before, and he didn't take the heat out of the fire. But what God did was condition the 3 Hebrew boys for that fire. And I tell you what, you can't get burned when God conditions you to go through the fire. You can't get burned. As long as they didn't bow, so they didn't burn. As long as we don't bow, we don't have to burn. And people are bowing today, and in hell they will burn. But if you don't bow, you don't have to burn. But God conditioned them for that fire. You're talking about the power of God. Oh, there's so many thoughts that are coming to my mind now concerning ministry, evangelistic ministry, and even from a pastoral ministry, where so many miracles and the power of God was expressed and that took place. One person got smart, came and got smart and said, well, if all the miracles took place, or if God is with this ministry, well, then why don't we see more people than what we're seeing? Well, it's God that adds to the church daily such as should be saved. In other words, but that don't take away from what God has already done in people's lives and ministry. And all of these things, when I think about the power of God, which I hope to share with some of y'all before it's over with the broadcast tonight, some of the great things that God done, even in my life and ministry, I think about that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me give this, before I go to my next panelist, this number for people to call in, for people to ask their questions. That's 215-383-5866. 215-383-5866. You can call in. I think I've got that number right. That's 215-385-5866 for your call in. 383-5866. All right, but now let's go to Minister Daniel Martin. Minister Daniel Martin, let's talk to me about the power of God. Talk to our Blog Talk listeners about the power of God.
Good evening, Pastor Martin. How you doing, sir? God bless you. And I was thinking about how the power of God, how well, how it and where it originated at. And where it originated at, the power of God, the word of God, originated when he started, when God created the heaven and the earth. In the middle of God creation, that's when his word is so strong, because it still affects us today, to this present time, that his word back then, it still affects us today. And when he created the heavens and earth, then he created light, then he created the night from the day. And God said he created the earth, then he created the seas where the water is at. And then he also created the stars in the first chapter in the 16th verse. Then he created the big whales and every living creature that moved through the waters, and every kind of winged fowl air that he created. And God so let every living creature and represent in there, basically have his own kind. So he started replenishing the earth, as in every time he created something, there's a one of it, there's two of it, there's three of it, there's four of it, there's five of it. So he started creating in this, the power of God, his word, start creating so much for us, even to this day, that we say, and we have the mysteries of God, because he created all these things. And then now in the second chapter, he created man from the dust of the ground and from the breath of his own nostrils. And then and also in the 17th verse, he created the tree of knowledge, which is good and evil. So he started creating instructions then. God started creating everything then. And so that is marvelous in our eyes today. And then in the 22nd verse, in the second chapter, he created the woman. Now, I can say no more. That creation is still a mystery to everyone today. And I just want to let the blog talk know that God's creation affected us then as it affected us now. And God is always forever and ever, and his word will be forever and ever. Amen.
The creation of God. You can look in the matter of fact, scientists have gone down to the depths of some of the depths of the ocean. And then there's phantoms and depths that they have not been able to reach, even to this day. But as far as they've gone, even from a microscopic standpoint, they have found creatures that God have created that no eye have ever seen before. It's amazing what the creation of God have produced all down through the generation. And what I love about it, the simplicity of God's creation also had to do with oranges and apples and grapes and all of the fruits, and then all of the things that people love, because he created everything for mankind. He created the mountains and the waters and everything for mankind so that we could enjoy his creation. And I tell you of a fact, God is, I agree with you, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is still creating things and still bringing forth things out of those things he created. There's still a mystery of the planets and the stars, and it's still a mystery. People thinking about moving back or moving and going and staying on the planet Mars. Well, they can go. I like it down here, but that's a part of God's creation. All right, I want to go now to Sister Yvette Watson. Sister Yvette Watson, talk to us about the power of God.
Good evening, Apostle Martin. When I heard the topic, the first thing that came to my mind was, I guess it's two brief things. The first thing was after the dedication of Solomon's temple, and 2 Chronicles 7:1-2 says, now when Solomon had made an end to praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. And I began to think about that, Apostle Martin, and it sort of brought me into mind another place where in the book of Acts, the second chapter, first through the fourth verse, and it says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, as I think about both of these experiences, it kind of made me think that there was a significance between the both of them. And in both situations, they were all together giving God the praise. They were all together offering up the sacrifices unto the Lord. And their praise and their sacrifice, what it did was it ushered in the power of God like they've never experienced it before. And when I began to think about that, I was just listening to all the other panels and how he's saying that Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And I began to think we may not, and even with the listeners, you may not be on Solomon's temple. You may not be on the upper room. But one thing, your temple could be your prayer closet. Your temple could be in your restroom. Your temple could be in your hallway. Your temple could be even in your car or on your job. But when you begin to lift up your voice and give God the praise like never before, your praise can usher in the power of God like you've never experienced before. You can usher in a supernatural experience from God that will fill not only you, but will fill your house. The Holy Ghost fire will sit on you like never before. And I begin to think about the power of God, and that's what I thought about Apostle Martin. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The power of God. And then the scripture testifies in 1 Corinthians that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So our bodies also are the temples of the Holy Ghost, whereby we can glorify God and have the power of God fall down on us and fill us on the inside, and at the same time go forth and do things that will bop, that will stagger our imaginations. That those two examples of the Old Testament and also of the New Testament. One, the power of God fell upon them in the Old Testament. In the building of Solomon's temple, that the priests staggered. They couldn't even minister. Oh, I want the power of God to be so strong in the midst of us that even I can't minister or the ministers can't minister. We all just fall under the mighty power and the presence of God. There's a song that one singer puts out over the radio. He said, I'm going to praise him till I fall out. Well, I want to praise him till I fall out. I want to praise him till he just lay me out. I want to praise him. I want the power of God till I can no longer just stand up in myself. But if there's any standing up there would be, it's because of Christ standing up on the inside. I really enjoy that, the power of God. And then at the day of Pentecost, again, drunk in the spirit. But I want to remind everybody, listen, it's time for us to go to break. Let's go to break, and then we're going to come back on the other side of break talking about the power of God. I am so excited behind the subject tonight. This is Apostle Martin. Let's go to break. God bless you. This is Apostle Martin. We're on the other side of break. Our talk, our subject tonight is the power of God. And our panelists have done a very good job in expressing the power of God. And right now we want to go to our next panelist. As we're waiting for those that may call in tonight with their questions or with their prayer requests, we're talking about the power of God. That's 215-383-5866. You can call in before the broadcast is over with. But let me go to Minister Antoinette Martin. Minister Antoinette Martin, we're talking about the power of God. Will you talk to us, our listening audience, as we continue on with the subject, the power of God?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Apostle Martin. I agree with everybody else. This subject is good. Whew, and I'm enjoying everybody that already spoke. So I'm thinking about how in the Old Testament, the power of God brought the children of Israel across the Red Sea on dry ground while they were on their way to the land that God promised them. And they had been in bondage for a long time by the Egyptians. And God hardened Pharaoh's heart to go after the children of Israel to put them back into slavery. But the children of Israel, they cried out unto God. And under God's instructions, you know, to Moses, it says in Exodus 14 and 21 that Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land. And the waters were divided. And 22 says that the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, you know, as he promised. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left hand. Now that's the power of God manifested. And then I think about Peter in the New Testament, how he walked on water. You know, Jesus told him, you know, to come to him in the book of Matthew, and he did, causing him to walk on water. So the children of Israel, they walked through water, and Peter, he walked on top of water. And both of them was the word of the Lord that was the manifested power of God. And Ecclesiastes 8 and 4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. So I thank God tonight for, you know, for his power. Amen.
The power of God, where the word of the king is, there is power. Ecclesiastes 8 and 4, where the word of the king is, there is power. And as you spake about Jesus, Peter walking on the water, well, then it was the word of Jesus that said, come on. Peter said, if that's you, Lord, let me come out there. And Peter said, come on. And Peter turned around and did the not the ordinary, but the extraordinary. He jumped out, he got out of that boat. Everybody else stayed in the boat. But Peter says, I want to come to you, Jesus. The Lord said, come on. And said, it was the power of the Lord, the word of Jesus, that Peter stepped out of that boat and walked to Jesus. We were talking about the power of God here tonight. And I'll tell you, God turned around and brought the children of Israel through the Red Sea, as Minister Antoinette was talking, and God will bring you through your sea. He'll make a way through your sea. He'll bring you completely out. Where they couldn't see a way out, God opened the sea, brought them through, and God will bring you through. The power of God. Now let me hear from Elder Craig Blake. Elder Craig Blake, talk to us about the power of God. Let our Blog Talk listeners hear what God has put in your heart tonight concerning the power of God.
Hey, man, I truly believe that somebody is out there listening tonight that's hungry to experience the power of God in their life. You know, they probably heard many messages, been to a lot of churches, but it's something about having the power of God touch your life, whether it be if you're in need of a healing or deliverance, or you just need a miracle from the Lord. God's power is still available. You know, we are in a kingdom that's not just in word, the Bible says, but it's the kingdom of power. And that's 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20. You know, the Bible talks about how Jesus, after he rose again from the dead, in Matthew 28, 18, it says he rose with all power in his hand. And he gave that power to us. We shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. You know, in the Greek, the word power is the word dunamis. And that's where we get our English word for dynamite. It's an explosive power. The power of God is more powerful than any nuclear weapon, than any atomic bomb. And God can touch your life tonight, and he can make a change because his power is effective. You know, I was reading in St. John chapter 9 about a blind man who was born blind. This was his condition since birth. And Jesus spat on the ground. He mixed that spittle with some clay and touched the man's eyes and told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. This man, in obedience and in faith, he went and washed, and he came again seeing. And, you know, Jesus said that the reason he did this is so that the power of God, that the works of God could be made manifest in his life. And one of the reasons God demonstrates his power is so that we believe his word, because his word and his power are interconnected. I was reading in Luke 4, verse 32. It says, they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. So one of the reasons that God demonstrates his power is that so people will believe his word. You know, there's people out there that won't believe until they see the power of God in operation, until they see the miracles, until they see the signs and the wonders. And, you know, that power is still active today. You know, I was reading in Psalm 147 and 5, it says, great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. We serve a powerful God. So I don't care what it is you're dealing with today, what your situation is, what it is you're going through, God's power is available to turn that situation around. God can touch you tonight, and he just wants to hear from you and through your prayer. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. You can tap into the power of God, and he'll make a difference in your life.
Praise the Lord, Elder Blake. I tell you, that was real good. I like some of the scriptures that you spoke about. It kind of remind me of what the scripture said in Luke 4 and 14. Jesus, first of all, 4 and 14, he came out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. Luke 4 and 1, he went into the wilderness, and then on 4 and 14, he came out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. Let me just take a detour for a moment and say, if God is in your church, if the power of God is in your church and the glory of God is in your church, which and the word of God is going forth in your church, you stay there. You stay right there, because that's where God may want to endow you with power from on high. Because Jesus, he deals with the church. The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. And then the Bible says the power of God is in the house of God. So the thing is that you stay there. I just want to take a detour and say that. But I want to remind everybody that when you talk about the power, Jesus came out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit. He knew that whatever he was going to encounter, it was going to take the power of the living God. As the man, Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God, he knew that it was going to take the power of God. He was our example. He was our forerunner. He was the person that laid the foundation by which we actually to follow and to follow his way of doing things. In other words, if he had to have the power of God, you and I have got to have the power of God. If he needed it in this world, you and I need it in this world. A lot of people want to put him, all the power on him, just because he was the Son of God. And all the power was up on him because he was the Son of God. But on the other hand, as the man Christ Jesus, he did just like you and I had to do. Seek God for the presence and the power of God to resonate among those whom he had come in contact with. He wasn't praying for the power for himself. He knew that he already had power, but he wanted the power of God to fall upon the people of God that every word of God may be fulfilled. So he came out in the power of the Spirit. Right now, again, let's go to our final panelist for tonight, and that's Minister April Reeves. Minister April Reeves, would you talk to us concerning the power of God?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. When I think about the power of God, I think about in the book of the story 14, verse 13 through 20, supply all your needs, There's nothing too hard for God. If he can feed the multitude of people off of 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread, he sure can feed you. Amen.
Something going on, they won't let him do nothing. Mm-hmm. And your phone dead?
Yeah, just. It's not the power. I don't know if they can hear me, but I can't hear them.
Hello?
Hello, who is that?
This is
Hello?
April.
April?
Hello?
Is your phone dead, April?
No, sir. I can hear you.
You can
Hello?
Hear me? I can.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? I can't hear nobody. My phone just went dead.
I'm sorry. I just texted Auntie Antoinette, and she told me it's completely silent, so she can't hear anything. She don't even hear you.
Okay.
Man, praise the Lord. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. We've been experiencing a few technical difficulties, but we would like to thank you for listening in tonight to the power of God. We hope that we will be able to continue the broadcast for the last few minutes of the broadcast while we work through a few technical difficulties with our studio and with our broadcast tonight. In the meantime, we would like for you to enjoy the music, and if we were not able to continue the broadcast tonight, we ask that you listen in on tomorrow night where we have our Sunday morning replay of a Sunday morning message preached this previous Sunday. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah.
bless you. This is Apostle Martin, and I apologize, but we ran into some technical difficulties here tonight on Blog Talk and toward the close of our broadcast. But I did want to take the last few minutes of the broadcast to come back on to let you know that we did enjoy the you listening in to our broadcast as we always do. We were talking about the power of God, and I praise the Lord for you that are needing the power of God. Well, then God will give you what you actually need and that which you actually go after Him for. I was down at a preacher's real room for the next minute or so. I was down at a preacher's church just last Sunday, and he was talking about the power of God there. And he was saying the time will come when we can lay hands upon the different places that need to be closed. We want God to close them and then wait for God to do it. And I remember that we, in one of the locations we had our church, around the corner was a tavern where people were getting drunk and loud cursing and all manner of sin and corruption that was going on there. And I got tired of it. And I said, I was driving down the street on my way to church one evening, and I stopped my car and got out the car, laid my hands on the building. In the name of Jesus, I said, Lord, close this place down. Not only did God close it down, He moved it forever. So what I'm saying is the power of God is real. The power of God is real. You can experience the power of God. I remember there was another time when I went to run a revival, and this witch came into the service. God let me see her come in earlier that day. And when He let me see her in a vision come in, she came in literally that night, and God told me the things to say to her, and I said those things to her. And I told her, I said, woman, the hand of God is on you, and it's against you for what you're doing. And she turned around, and she left out. But they brought her back in 3 days later. And the woman was sick as a dog because the hand of God was on her because He was tired of what she was doing. But mercy rejoiced against judgment, and God didn't take her out then. But the thing is, He was merciful and gave her a chance to return and repent. Well, whether she did so or not, but she had the opportunity. What I'm talking to you about is the power of God. I told you I would share just a couple of things that happened to us in our evangelistic ministry that had to do with the power of God. Many other things, and as the broadcast continues, I want everybody here that's listening to me now to make up your mind that you're going to do something different. You're going to go after the power of God. Maybe the power of God is in your church. Maybe it's among your ministers. That's good. That's wonderful. But what about you? Are you going to go after the power of God? That's what we're hoping to stir you up just to do, to go after the power of God. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties, but I'm getting ready to pray for all of our Blog Talk listeners. I want to encourage you and to stir yourself up to go after God's power, God's presence, and get in that Bible talking about the Word of God, and let the Word of God get on the inside of you. And I'll tell you, you will see what you're after. You will see the power of God. I'm getting ready to pray for you that are sick, for you that are suffering, for you that are going through in your mind, your body, for you that are being troubled and harassed and vexed in your spirit, for you that are under heavy burdens, under heavy yokes, under heavy bondages. God wants to deliver you. So let me begin to pray for every one of you that's listening to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for our listening audience. I praise you, oh God, for those that have been faithfully tuning in. Now move in the supernatural. Move in your might. Move in your power. Let your power be known. Let your power be experienced. Let your power be recognized by everyone that's believing you. God, in the name of Jesus, touch them right now. Don't let them be the same. Stir them in the night. Stir them in the day. Stir them throughout the day. And God, let the power of God rest upon those who that are hungry and thirsty for something that is not ordinary, but extraordinary. Not natural, but supernatural. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name, and now. This is Apostle Gregory Martin. Again, I apologize for the glitch, but we'll talk to you on the next Blog Talk Radio Deliverance Live. I give it to the hands of our co-host, Elder Anthony Mason.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. We just thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio tonight. This episode titled The Power of God. We just ask that you join us again on tomorrow night for our Sunday morning replay of the Sunday morning message. And we ask that you join us again on next Tuesday, where we have a special guest host, Prophetess Tanya Martin, for our weekly broadcast on Tuesday and Thursday. We thank you again for listening in, and we ask that you visit us online at deliveranceunlimited.com and visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/deliveranceunlimited or Deliverance Church. Thank you for listening again. We apologize for the technical difficulties, and we ask you to join us again. God bless you and good night.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me, and
So you came.